You're listening to The Leonard Lopate Show on AM 820 and 93.9 WNYC.
When death speaks, we should probably pay attention. In a new novel called The Book Thief, death tells the story of Liesl Memminger, a teenager who's orphaned to a family outside of Munich in Nazi Germany. And although Liesl is illiterate at first, she desperately seeks books to learn how to read and soon becomes the best book thief in town. For Liesl, reading not only provides an escape, but also a way of understanding what's happening around her. Markus Zusak, the author of The Book Thief, which is published by Knopf, joins me now. Hello.
Thank you for having me.
And I understand that you originally planned to set this in modern-day Australia. How did it wind up in Nazi Germany?
Well, I think seeds of stories are just interesting. I was writing another book at the time, years ago, and I just had this idea for a girl climbing into a window and stealing a book and sneering at the book collection that was in this person's house. And, you know, I've got that. What's this guy, you know? And
Stolen that.
Give me something I can use. And it got to a point where it just stayed in the back of my mind, and I'd always had these other stories from my parents' upbringings and that they told us from growing up in Germany and Austria. And all of a sudden, this whole idea of words and how important words were during that time, that just hit me, and I thought, oh, we can incorporate. Let's transport the story and see if it works. It's like any time you start writing a book, I just did it as an experiment, and so it began.
Well, even more of an experiment had to be the decision to make death your narrator.
That was a big decision. I started with death. Just came to me. I thought, I'm writing a book set during war. Death is everywhere during war. That old expression of death and war being best friends, you know. And so I started like that, had major problems, couldn't get the voice right because he was just supercilious, you know, and there was a macabre element to him. He was enjoying his work too much, and I thought, no, that's wrong. After 9 months working on it, I thought, what if death is actually haunted by us? And that was when it hit me, that's the way to write the book, because he is on hand to see all the miseries that we perpetrate, but yet he's also there to see the moments of beauty at times like that as well. And so there's this each way thing happening where he says, well, they can be so beautiful but so ugly. He's haunted by that idea.
But you still give him a witty tone at times, and I'm sure you thought about that. How light and witty do I want death to be?
Well, yeah, that, again, it was sort of that idea of comedy being a defense mechanism. Sometimes he's walking around, he just can't cope, and so he throws an offhand comment, and he says, oh, and then he finds himself again, and he says, right, but that's, you know, here we go again. He's just so tired as well. He's got so much work to do, and in that time, you know, we know that death really gets cranked up. And so I wanted him to be this overworked figure ploughing his way through, trying to find a moment of beauty wherever he could.
Haven't your previous books all been geared toward younger readers?
Yeah, I started writing when I was 16. And
publishing at 16?
No, I failed miserably at first, of course, which was actually a really good thing. You know, I think failure was a great thing to happen, because I saw similar books being published, and I thought, well, mine didn't, but I was given the opportunity to improve first, and that's what that did for me. And my first books were more in contemporary Sydney and in a voice that was very typical of that place, that working class upbringing that I had, and it was really what I knew. And as I've kept going, I'm 30 now, for 14 years, I've always thought, let's grow and grow and grow, and really the result was this book. And this is the first time I've written a book and thought, I'm worried. Whether people love it, hate it, or anything in between, I'm worried that I can't write a better book than this one.
And this book was marketed in Australia as an adult book, but isn't it still being offered as a book for young adults here?
Which
seems odd with a book where the narrator is death.
I think it's one of those things. To me, the way I think about that now is I try not to concern myself with those sort of categories. For me, I really think there are hundreds of categories of books plus one. And the question is, what's the extra one? On my bookshelf at home, I've got all these types of books, but on the top shelf are the books that I've loved. You know, and I think that's the category of book I want to write.
Well, it is long for young adults, 550 pages, but you must have been very gratified by the review in USA Today, which said that The Book Thief deserves a place on the same shelf with The Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank and Elie Wiesel's Night. It seems poised to become a classic. Now, that's in an area where there are an awful lot of books. I don't know how many novels there must be about growing up in Nazi Germany.
Mm, yeah, a couple of things. First of all, it's an honor to be mentioned with those books. I mean, a book like, you know, Anne Frank is just incredible. But I think that book really steals us away with, you know, a factual account, whereas I thought, well, here's my chance to hopefully have a similar effect with imagination, to take real events and then really take off into this voice of death and do it in a way that's never been done before. So, yeah, I mean, it really is an honor in that regard.
You are making all sorts of comments about life in Nazi Germany. The power of words is an important theme in the book. And, of course, we know that Hitler's words had great power. Goebbels' words have great power. Mm. Is Liesel aware of that?
Perhaps not at first. I mean, she's very young at the start of the book. But as she grows, I think her relationship with the young Jewish man hiding in her basement flourishes. She does come to understand, really, this whole idea that words can make worlds. Hitler destroys people with words. And in a way, it's like Liesel is stealing them back by reading these stories with him in the basement and calming people down in the basements during the bombing raids. So it's like she's rewriting her own story through this chaotic world around her.
Although she does destroy one of the books that she steals from the mayor's wife's library, which is significant in a country where books are destroyed.
Yeah, it's one of those things where she's starting to understand that words come from humans, and humans are both ugly and beautiful. And she also realizes that words and stories make her feel good in this time, and she doesn't want to feel good because she sees what's around her at that particular moment. So she feels and she says that, well, words have destroyed her, but words have healed her as well. And I think her story helps her make sense of the fact that, you know, there are these beautiful things that can happen amongst the ugliness.
Liesel's father is taken to a concentration camp because he was a communist. Would they have taken a parent and left the kid?
She's still with her mother at that point, and her mother can't cope with her anymore. I mean, she's sick and she's, you know, not coping at all with her and her brother, who is also sick. She's not fit to look after them. And that actually happened to my own mother. She was taken to a foster family because her mother couldn't cope. She couldn't feed her daughter. And there was this idea that, you know, there was a great economy and Hitler had done all these things, but there were still hungry people. And, yeah, so that was something that I experienced firsthand through the research.
And for your mother, that meant arriving in Australia as a single person.
Yeah,
she had no sense of family?
No, she didn't. Well, she did. She did love her father and her foster mother as well. She had these foster parents. But really, she came to Australia when, at the youngest age you could possibly come. She was 21.
Were there a lot of people who were emigres from the horrors of Europe and the Holocaust who wound up in Australia?
Yeah, well, a lot of people came from Poland. There is a strong Polish community. There's a strong German community. And my father's Austrian. And a lot of them came in the 50s to work in Australia on the Snowy Mountain Scheme, which was a hydraulic a scheme that happened, and a lot of them came and worked on that. A lot of immigrants. It's one of the proudest immigrant stories in Australia.
So when people see your name, even though you sound like every other Australian, you have an Australian accent, but they see your name, Marcus Zusak, MarkusZusak, do they give you a double take? Or is this more common than we might imagine?
It's pretty common in Australia. We're a very multicultural society, and I know I look and sound the same, you know, what you think an Australian is. But yeah, it's one of those things that the funny thing about the name is it's actually a Czech name. And so there's a whole other history before my parents came to Australia. My dad's family moved from was Czechoslovakia and over the border and all this kind of thing till he moved to Australia. So that's just one of those things. And it really doesn't stand out that much at home.
Well, congratulations on the great reviews. Is this already a bestseller in Australia?
It was released in September, and it's definitely sold better than any other book that I've had there. So in the short amount of time that it's been out. So it's been obviously my most successful book. And for me, even though when you're a writer, you just hope that people will read it and love the characters and be moved by them. And people have come to me like that. And so I'm really glad I've written the book, and I guess I'm proud of it, and we'll just see how we go here.
And is it adult novels from now on?
Just novels, I think. And we'll see. The others can make up their mind where it goes.
Marcus Zusak's The Book Thief is published by Knopf. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.